Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Crafty Crab on Fondren Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, Ryan Hughley is out once again. My man Chris Partee is in the building hanging with us. We're at Christian's Tailgate, Energy Corridor, 1010 Highway 6. I'm telling you, when you exit I-10... exit Highway 6 off I-10 and you head north. When you head north, don't blink now.
Yeah, Chris, don't.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I blew by it and had to hit about 2 or 3 U-turns to get back now.
Right there on the corner.
Yeah, Christian's Tailgate's right there on the right-hand side. Hell, if you just roll your window down, you can smell them crawfish boiling. So go ahead and get down here, hang out a little bit. A big shout-out to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We are giving away gift cards, which, by the way, you can tell I'm a rookie at this driving thing because I ain't gave away that old 2 o'clock gift card yet. We'll do that at the end of this segment. So we'll be giving away 2 this hour. Don't leave. Give me 15 more minutes. Just hang around. We're going to give away a couple of gift cards here. I'm sorry. Time got away from me, man. When you're driving the old ship, you don't want to get distracted, if you know what I mean.
We're just building up the anticipation. That's all we're doing here, Clint.
That's right.
We'll
Academy Sports and Outdoors, Bud Light, Budweiser. Big shout out to everybody. I'm assuming that the Bud Light girls are going to be here before we get out of here, but this is my first time.
Hope.
Come on.
Yes, we can.
We'll spin the camera around, Tyler, and let you see. We got.
Oh, please.
Yeah, man. That's it. We've got. This is my first time at Christian's Tailgate, any of their locations. I'm
really?
Telling you. Yeah, absolutely.
Man, I love their spots.
Yeah, I know it's not for you, man. I know you frequent one of their locations. It's the first time for me, and I'm telling you, it is not disappointed. There's not a bad seat in the house. TVs everywhere. I've not hit the bugs yet, but several people here have, and they're obviously very, very good. And it's a popular place, man. It's already 3 o'clock in 3 o'clock on a Friday, and it's jumping. So
it's
come
rocking.
On.
It's rocking in here already.
Yeah. So
we got it going.
So come on through and hang with us, man. We got, like I said, I got some giveaways to do here, and I'll get to that. Before we do that, though, I want to, you know, the Altuve experiment,
yeah,
or experience, however you're experiencing it.
However you look at it.
Yeah, I thought I made a mistake, but there probably is a level of Altuve experience that all of us fans are going through. but the experiment, right, I was not a fan of it. I thought it was silly. I thought, look, there was never a time as an Astros fan, and I've watched more Astros baseball in the last 5 years, definitely last 2 years, than I ever have.
Ghost Joes.
Yeah, and definitely with a keener eye of watching for certain things. There was never a time when I sat there and I was like, boy, Altuve is getting our ass kicked at second base, man. Altuve is a problem at second base. Now, I understand that there's guys that their job it entails the advanced analytics and
yes,
breaking the game down to that degree, and then their responsibility is to make sure that they put the team in the best place to age well and the best place to have success, and they put Altuve in the best place to age well. And Chandler Rome wrote an article. Chandler Rome of The Athletic does a tremendous job. He wrote an article, and the article, it covered several things. Jacob Melton coming up recently and playing left field and swinging the bat well and being a true outfielder I think maybe put some questions in some fans' minds about Altuve playing left field moving forward. I think if you look at leading up to the All-Star voting starting on Wednesday, Altuve had played second base in 6 of 15 games, so yeah. one third of the games leading up to it he had played second base. And so I think the Jacob Melton thing kind of I think piqued fans' interest.
Of course,
should. And then the Astros listed Altuve as a second baseman. A lot of people think the MLB did it. No, the Astros submit positions. An MLB All-Star fan balloting opened Wednesday. Well, the Astros listed him as a second baseman. And here's the reality of it, right? 61 games. Altuve started 14 at second base. He started 32 in left field, 14 at second base, 13 as DH, and I guess that if we do my math, I think there's two games where he got his rest day, I guess. Altuve's not a second base, right?
So he hasn't been this year.
Well, him being listed as a second baseman, along with the Jacob Melton coming in and playing two of the three games against Pittsburgh in left field, it could lead us to go, well, wait a minute, what is Altuve coming back, right? It's not happening. Joe Espada said no. We're going to move forward with the plan. The plan is going to stay the same with Altuve. So I started doing a little bit. Read a little deeper in this article, and the thought of Altuve. This isn't just a conversation, Chris. Of has Altuve been good in left field or not? Right, because Altuve has been terrible in left field.
I don't know if he's been terrible.
Well, I mean,
been great.
Well, all things considered, he hasn't cost us any games.
Yeah.
But when you start looking at the advanced stats, Altuve is worth fewer defensive runs saved than any left fielder in baseball. He's been worth minus three outs above average, according to Baseball Savant. Only six left fielders are worse. You look at Altuve; he's gotten six total chances, which, by the way, I like this metric right here, or this thing. Altuve has gotten six total chances on five-star and four-star catches. I like they started putting stars on catches. right?
Degree of difficulty, man.
Really happy.
Altuve hadn't converted any of them. So, I mean, he's making the routine plays, I guess. We'll call them routine. He's making the routine plays. But it's not a conversation to me about, boy, is he great in left field, because clearly they're just trying to keep his bat in the lineup. They're trying to get more opportunity, more positions he can play to keep his bat in the lineup, to rest his legs some, move him around. The part of this article that really stuck out to me was the Astros' ability to hide Altuve. I guess I've never really looked at it. I've never really looked at it in that light. And there's two things that really stick out to kind of support what I'm talking about. I mean, Altuve has had what advanced stats will say 51 total opportunities in left field. Right? No other left fielder with 30 or more starts. Remember, I said Altuve has 32 starts. No other left fielder with 30 or more starts has fewer opportunities. So clearly, putting him in left field he's getting less action than any other left fielder in baseball.
Wow.
Right? So they're protecting him there. Yeah. Just physically protecting him and him not being an outfielder, they're protecting him there. And then on the flip side of that, if you look at the Astros infield, right? The Astros infield finished last season worth minus 19 outs above average, right? This is all according to Baseball Savant, by the way. After 2 months of this season, it's already worth plus 12, right? You do the math. I think that's 31. That's a 31-pint swing right there.
Wow.
I don't know what each point is, but that's a 31-pint swing right there. No American League infield has been worth more. So, one, your infield, the move has allowed your infield to be absolutely tremendous. And again, I'll be honest with you. I've never watched the Astros and thought, boy, that move, putting him out there has really made a hell of a difference on this infield. There's been a couple of plays, and Dubon almost made one last night, and Christian Walker made an error, but he almost made one last night. But I was like, ooh, I don't know if Altuve's making that throw, because it was hot. So there's been a couple of plays, and I'm like, I don't know if Altuve's getting there, but I don't watch it and go, well, man, we wouldn't be the same team without Altuve at second. But the numbers over an extended period of time will tell you that the Astros infield is significantly, not just better, but significantly better with Altuve not in it.
Yeah.
And the Astros found a way. So tip my cap, which I don't typically do. I don't find myself doing a lot with Joe Espada. And I know it's higher ups in the operations department, and it's Dana Brown. But yeah. Tip my cap to the Astros for finding a way to make the infield significantly better. I mean, flip it on its head.
Yeah.
Right? You lose Bregman, and you lose, although he wasn't who we thought he was, but you lose Abreu, and you replace those guys with Paredes and Christian Walker and get Altuve's ass out of there, and now you got Dubon, and you got Brendan Rodgers, and you got a bunch of people, and the infield is the best infield. According to these advanced stats, the infield is the best infield in baseball. Like, those two things, guys, like the experiment, whether you love it or hate it, agree with it, I thought it was silly. Hell, I still think it's silly, to be honest with you. I think playoffs coming, I don't think he plays second base. But nonetheless, the experiment is working.
Well, that's interesting you mentioned when the playoffs come around, but even before that, we talked about Melton earlier and how he's shown – it's a very small sample size of him being up on the main roster, but he's shown so far that he belongs. But if you're not going to – if you want to keep Dubon in there at second, you can't play Altuve at DH all the time. So there's going to be – it just like how do you solve that problem of shuffling guys around? If you want Melton – to stay in the lineup.
Well, I am assuming I don't. Melton's a non-factor for me in this conversation.
Really?
Like, I mean, he's been good for a week, but he's a non-factor in this conversation for me. I hope come playoff time he is a factor.
I think he will be though. I think they're expecting him. I'll say that.
Well, here's the deal: is I'm just assuming that Yordan Alvarez comes back healthy. And Yordan is a significantly better, to me, he's significantly better in left field than Altuve. He can get to the warning track and catch a ball that is going to hit a foot off the warning track on the wall. Like, he can get back there and make those catches. He's not an all-star, but he can get back there and make those catches. Altuve struggled with those kind of catches. We talk about 4 and 5 stars and not making those, but even some plays he's made, you can tell it was a shot in the dark now. I mean, he was shaking.
But, I mean, when you haven't really played that position, it's tough.
No. Look,
you're just getting moved out there.
I'm not doubting that one bit, but the reality of it is I think when the games get to a point where they're that important, I just don't know. Like, right now in 162 games, it doesn't matter if Altuve doesn't catch the ball off the wall. Doesn't matter.
Not right? every game.
Yeah,
not every
it don't
game,
matter.
Yeah.
In a playoff series?
Oh, yeah.
It could change. It could change. Like in a series where it's a win or go home type situation, and they hit a fly ball to the warning track in left field, and you got Altuve out there.
He's got to get there.
Yeah, I just don't. To me, I think it's going to be Yordan Alvarez and Altuve's going to be either at second or DH, and that's the way they ride with it. They got options. The key is they got options. And to put a bow on this thing, the reality of it is the beauty is the Astros organization has done a hell of a job with this experiment, because I thought it was silly as hell. What are we doing? Y'all got to be kidding me.
So you weren't a fan of it going in?
No, I'm still not a fan of it, to be completely honest with you. If the end game is, hey man, we're just trying to get through 162, and we're trying to keep one of our best bats in the lineup, I ain't got no problem with it.
Okay.
If the end game is we got our left fielder, that scares me a bit.
Then we got problems. Yeah,
that scares me a bit. So, nonetheless, the experiment is working. You look at the advanced stats. The infield is the best infield in baseball, and Altuve is getting less action in left field than any other outfielder in Major League Baseball. Those two stats right there make me a believer in what they're doing.
But that's probably what you want, is him to get the least amount of action possible in left field.
Absolutely. I'd like for him to make a 4 or 5 star catch every now and then, but I'm okay with him getting little.
Do you think we get one by the end of the season?
Oh, yeah. He's too good of an athlete. He's too fast. He's got big cojones. I mean, he about ran over Jake Myers in game one. Yeah, I mean, he's going to give us effort. I think he goes and gets one in the gap as he's running back to that funky corner by the Crawford boxes. I think he gives us one back by that corner at some point in time. But again, tip the cap to the Astros for, and this is what's this is the stuff that is, I think, is really fascinating. Like the Astros and the Jacob Melton thing, right? The whole reason that Jacob Melton played left field 2 of the 3 games was to hide Altuve in a park that could chew up a left fielder if you're not used to playing left field. And then what do the Astros do? They put Altuve back out there when Framber Valdez, your ground ball pitcher's on the bump, so you protect him in.
Exactly.
It's just the mind games and the deeper thoughts that go into, which obviously I know they're there, but very rarely do you just kind of see them come to fruition. Tip my cap to Chandler Rome of The Athletic for putting all this. It's a tremendous article if you're out there and you're an Astros fan. It's a really, really good read on several fronts. Again, I don't know why the Astros listed Altuve as a second baseman in All-Star balloting, but hey, if it gives us more attention and gets Altuve more love, then I'm here for it.
I think it's simply for that, is to get him on the ballot. He's not going to be on the ballot as a left fielder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's simply for that. Get him on the ballot as a second baseman.
Yeah, well, they did that.
If there's no limit to how many games he has to have played at the position, throw him on there. Why not?
Well, the interesting thing is Major League Baseball allowed it to happen, so why the hell not? You can just put him at whatever position that you want to put him at.
Throw us on the ballot. Why not? Throw us in there. Let us get some votes.
Well, unless it's All-Star balloting for the way I lived my first 43 years on Earth and how I got after it, Chris.
It don't matter.
I ain't winning too many of them, brother. But we're at Christian's Tailgate, y'all. 1010 Highway 6, Energy Corridor location. Come on through, hang out. I ain't gonna lie to you. They got a crowd already jumping around at the spot. The bar's got a few seats available. I can't see an empty table right here in front of me, but they got some on along the edges. So come on out and hang out. We got some boiled crawfish. We got cold beer, obviously. The bar has everything you could possibly want. We're gonna give away some Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. We got to give away one of those right now because I've already dropped the ball. Imagine that. I've done it before. I just did it again, y'all. So. That is what we'll do in this break. And then, we'll give you a little update on Ron Hughley and his headshot game. It is struck again, as well as, hey, them Texas Tech ladies, they're putting on a show. I got to see if Chris Partee thinks I'm crazy for my diamond sports take that I had yesterday. We're going to get game three tonight, y'all. Check it out. That's all next right here on Sports Radio 16.
What a son of a bitch.
Live from the Crafty Crab on Fondren Road, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit. Supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Not today. Ron Hughley is out. He's in Aruba with the fellas. Aruba, a fellas trip. Six of them went to Aruba. I got to get the details on this, man. I kind of let that fly under the radar, but he is out today. Ron the Show Hughley is out today.
Him and his banana hammock.
Yeah, boy, that would even make it fishier. That'd make it fishier, no pun intended, if he's out there in a banana hammock on a guy's trip. At least Tyler was going to rock his with his old lady.
Yeah, it's the best way to get a real even tan across the whole body, to be honest. It's just smart.
Oh, is that what that? Okay.
Look, I would imagine your tanning goals and Ron's tanning goals are probably different.
Yeah, they're on two different spectrums right there.
That's a good point.
It ain't close.
Kind of like I'd imagine that banana hammock's going to fit you a little different than it does Ron in several phrases.
Yeah, I ain't gonna have as much room for sure.
Yeah. But Chris Partee is in today. We're at Christian's Tailgate up off Highway 6, 1010 Highway 6 to be exact, the Energy Corridor location. So come on through, hang out with us. Academy Sports Now just gave away Academy Sports and Outdoors $25 gift card. We're gonna give away another one here in probably the next break, and we'll be giving one away every hour of the show. And it's kind of been, guy, look, I mean, Tyler brought it up yesterday. Our guy Ron Hughley, he is the headshot king. You know, when we talked yesterday, it starts out with the headshot where he's not even looking at. You can tell he's taking it by himself, but he's not even looking. He's looking off kind of in the sky kind of deal.
Okay.
And it's kind of one of them profile pics.
He's pondering. Like,
well, he's feeling himself. He's feeling a little sexy.
Smolder.
He likes his edge up, you know, his lineup, whatever. And he likes the glasses, whatever.
Showing off.
Just put it out there. And then it's been followed up with, how many you think we got, Tyler? How many have we gotten? Four since he left for Aruba?
I was just about to say, I think four since he left.
Yes. Yeah, it's
if you want to see the latest from Ron the Show, who's feeling himself, go to my Twitter at T-Mill Real Deal.
There we go.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go. I need everybody to go to, what is it, at T-Mill Real Deal?
Yes, sir.
At T-Mill, T-M-I-L, Real, R-E-A-L, Deal, D-E-A-L. And I want you to look at that headshot and realize we've gotten four of them. And I just, I mean, you know, what's the proper response there as one of the fellas? The most recent one, the hat's on backwards, and you can clearly tell he's not posing, trying to be cute, trying to be sexy. No, he ain't licking his lips before that pose right there.
Raising them eyebrows.
I mean, he's got the hat on backwards. He's got the glasses slid halfway down his nose, and he's got one of them frozen pink drinks. He's a big frozen, colorful. Doesn't have to be pink, but he's a big frozen, okay, frozen drink guy. And
that's what you do on the beach, right? That's the go-to on the beach.
Yeah, no, that's his go-to anywhere. It don't matter where. Anywhere. He goes. Oh yeah, he hammers them down. But go to T Mills web. I mean, his web. Go to his website. You know, tell him what you'll see: banana hammocks and everything else. Go to his Twitter and tell us what you think about Ron Ugly's headshots. He keeps sending us. I don't know what to think about this. So.
Selfie king, bro.
I mean, I'm sure he'll be more than happy to when he comes back to explain it on Monday. Is he coming back Monday or is he coming back Tuesday?
Oh, I don't know.
He'll be back at some point.
He'll come back and explain it at some point. Chris, I need you to tell me if I'm crazy with this take right here.
All right.
Yesterday I told the boys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
When I'm talking about sports that are played on a diamond.
All right.
Women's softball is the most exciting for me.
I call BS.
Women's now look, I'm excluding for everybody. I'm not talking about an Astros World Series game. Clearly, the Astros World Series game is not trumping it. Clearly, a Rockets championship, NBA championship finals game is not going to trump it. A playoff game with the Texans, it's not. I'm talking about games where I have no skin in the game. If I'm just simply watching. Because
just for the love of the game.
Because it's what I choose to watch. Not because the Razorbacks are playing or my wife's Longhorns are playing or I'm hanging out with Tyler and the Aggies are on. No, I'm talking about at the crib, just watching random sporting events. I'm going to tell you, I get good and excited watching two random-ass softball teams play in the World Series.
It don't matter who they are.
No, because at that point, when you get to that point, it's the best of the best.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, like I said earlier, they're 1 through 5 hitter. At least two of them are going to have some crazy stat. They're hitting over 500.
Oh, of course. Or
one of them I watched the other day, one of the Texas gals, her last three hits were all home runs.
Oh, my God.
You know, and then you got the true superstars, like the gal at Oklahoma that just walked off Arkansas, and then I watched the game where they walked off UCLA or something, about Tennessee after that. And then you watch, now you got this girl that's the first million-dollar softball player in college.
NIL?
Yes, NIL, and she's pitching for Texas Tech, and she's taking them all the way to the college World Series in the final, now the final game, not just the final series.
So she's balling out then.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just – and it's fast-paced. You know what I mean? It's fast-paced. They don't jack around on the mound. They get the ball. They get rolling.
They get it
going. They get in the box and they roll. It's only seven innings, so it happens quicker. I don't know, man. It's just when a ball is hit to an infielder, it's almost like every ground ball is a great stop because you're like, damn, that jumped on that because they're so close.
The field is so much smaller.
Yes. So and the other point that I did make the other day is the other beautiful thing about softball is like the million-dollar gal at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Guess who's pitching again tonight?
Oh yeah, no 5 days of rest.
No, we're gonna get three straight. We're gonna get
5 day rest. Yeah, I got you.
We're gonna get three straight nights. I believe we're fixing to get three straight nights. But I say all that to say that the Texas Tech Red Raiders they won last night. They're giving us game three. They won 4-3. And again, it was I did not get a chance to watch it because the weather delay really threw me off.
Yeah.
The weather delay really threw me off. But think about this. Oklahoma City had NBA Finals Game 1 and College World Series Game 2, College Softball World Series Game 2, all in the same city, and it was pouring down rain, so the softball couldn't get started. And by the time I remembered it was on, the damn the NBA game was so good, I was like, I can't.
It was getting going.
They're coming back. I can't change it. But am I crazy? You laughed at me. I think you're going to side with Tyler on this one. But because I'm dead serious. I mean, I'm giving it back to the ladies, man. I am dead ass serious when it comes to no skin in the game. Would I rather watch a long College World Series game that the Hogs aren't in, or would I rather watch a random World Series game? It's not even close.
I do understand some of the points you made, just about as far how the game is. It's nonstop. It just keeps moving. It's
faster
exciting.
Paced, yeah.
It's faster paced. You talked about the pitcher, the girl that's getting a $1 million NIL deal. She doesn't have to rest for 2 or 3 days after that start. She's coming
live
right back.
Live action.
She's coming right back. She's going to get out there and do her thing. With that said, yes, you are crazy, sir.
I did not, and I'll be honest with you, this was not something that I literally was sitting on the edge of my seat watching Texas Tech and Texas, and it lasted for 3 innings. I'm on the edge of my couch. Everybody else is asleep, and I'm on the edge of my couch. Right,
you're the only one in the house awake.
I made my little girl watch the first couple of innings,
and we watched
WNBA. We watched girls softball. So I watched, and that's kind of what hooked me. Well, I took the little one, the little bitty one. I took her, laid down for about 30 minutes. When I came back in, action.
It was rolling.
Up.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like. I mean, I'm literally on the edge of my couch, which usually I'm at that time of night. I'm laid back, like, ah, whatever,
ready to lay it down.
I'm on the edge of my couch like this, and it lasted for 3 innings. And I looked at it, and I looked at myself. I was like, "What am I doing? I ain't done this for a damn Super Bowl game. What am I doing over here?" So it's not like I'm not making this up. I'm dead ass serious. I caught myself in the middle of it, going, "I've not done this in an Astros baseball game unless it was a World Series game."
Yeah. So it sounds like you found a new sport to follow.
Hey, man.
That's what it sounds like.
I might, and I don't know what my little girl's going to do, but I might need to learn to like it a lot more than I already do.
Well, if you got them watching it, they might be into softball as they get older.
Well, we'll see. We'll see exactly how that works. That's Chris Partee. He is in for Ron, the show headshot. Ron, the headshot Ugly.
I went and checked out one of those pictures. Yeah. I'm going to call him Cool Breeze, man, because he out there, he just cooling it.
The effort is there.
Cooling it, man.
The effort is there. Ron,
keep doing it.
Headshot Ugly. Y'all can take that for however you want to take it. I'm talking about a picture, but you take it however you want to
take it. You can twist that so many different ways, Clint. You really can. You got to be careful with that one.
I gave y'all the freedom, too. You do whatever the hell you want with it. I know what I mean with it. I'm talking about the picture that he's in. Bud Light girls are in the house. Big shout out to Bud Light for Bud Light and Academy for making this happen, man, and we greatly appreciate it. Christian's Tailgate, we're out here, Highway 6, 1010 Highway 6 location, just off I-10 on the west side. Come on through, hang out with us, man. We got a lot going on. Good vibe in the building, good atmosphere in the building. A lot of beer being drank right now, y'all. A lot of mud bugs being ate. Y'all come on through and hang out with us. Chris Partee asked me a random question a while ago, and it was so damn good, I made a segment out of it, y'all. Christian Kirk. I have not personally talked Christian Kirk enough. I know he's a local favorite, having been an Aggie, having played well in the league since he's been in the league. Now he's a Texan.
Yeah.
And no Tank Dell, no Steph Diggs. Hey, man. Christian Kirk, he's got not big shoes to fill, but he's got a big role to fill. What are the expectations for Christian Kirk this coming year with the Houston Texans? That's next right here on Sports Radio 610.
It's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Who's that guy, Tyler?
What's that?
Who in the hell is...
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's that guy?
What guy?
We ain't in no damn Crafty Crab.
Is that what it said?
Yeah, that's what it said. And he said Ron Ugly was here today. What's he talking about?
Uh-oh.
He's 0 for 2, man.
Uh-oh.
Crafty Crab. We're at Christian's Tailgate, man. Come on through, Christian's Tailgate.
For the record, that is not my Bobo.
Boy, I tell you what, T, you damn sure ain't going to take the blame. You ain't going to let nobody think about that being your fault, are you?
Hell nah.
He's going to get out in front of that one, y'all.
Ain't
that
no way.
Hey, to hell with the fact that it was wrong. I'm just going to let y'all know it was not me. I did not do it.
Hell nah. And before any of you trolling ass fools out there, text in and say something to that effect.
Hey,
not on me.
Let them know, T. You may oversleep on that old nap, but you ain't putting in that wrong. You're going to know exactly where we're at, ain't you?
I knew where I was headed, too. Damn it.
Set yourself up.
I can't say anything.
Hey, come on through, man. Christian's Tailgate again, 1010 Highway 6. We got the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, stop number 10. Steve and Shannon are in the building. They've made all 10 so far. They even brought some balloons, man. Steve and Shannon, we greatly appreciate y'all. I'm saying that. Both of them are in the restroom.
giving them a shout out.
What are they doing in there together?
They either had poo-poo cramps or they had bad time in one of the two, man. But nonetheless, we come on out and hang out with us. We got Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. We're giving away $25 gift cards every day. If you're in the building, make sure you put your name in this raffle wheel or whatever you want to call it right here. You can't win if you're not here. You damn sure can't win if your name is not in the raffle box. And all we need is your name, man. All we need is your name. Don't waste the ink to put your whole address on there. We just need your name, baby. And if you're not here, you're not winning. So we don't need all that contact information.
So don't leave.
Yeah, that's right. Big shout out to Academy and Bud Light for making this happen. And big shout out to Christian's Tailgate for having us out here. This is a tremendous establishment. And here's what I encourage you to do. Look, we'd love for you to come see us. Again, we're right off Interstate 10. Highway 6, head north, boom, we're right there. Right, I mean, you can't blink, you're right there. But if you can't get here, get to your nearest location. Christian's Tailgate, they got, I don't know how many, look, Tyler, how many, what location do you frequent?
Man, I used to, I think COVID may have taken this one down. I used to love the downtown location, but I go to the one in the Heights a lot, the Christian's Tailgate over off White Oak.
That damn COVID, boy, I tell you what, ain't worth a damn. But yeah.
White Oak is probably where I frequent most.
They took a lot of greatness from us, didn't it? But yeah, if you can't get here, get down to your nearest Christian's Tailgate, have a good time. It is a tremendous establishment. You pull in here and you can smell the crawfish being cooked. You know when a place is cooking crawfish literally on the front porch, they know what the hell's going on.
You're at the right spot then.
That's right. Ron Ugly is out. Chris Partee is in. You hear him on Area 45 at night a lot. You hear him a lot when he's filling in, you know, up and down up and down the lineup, man. So we're glad to have him today. We're rocking and rolling. Chris asked me a question. We hadn't worked together a lot, and hell, we hadn't really hung out a lot. Yeah. It's hard to cross paths nowadays with a 1 and 3 year old brother. But he asked me a question. He said, "You know what? What do you expect from Christian Kirk?" And I said, "You know, that's a hell of a question." I think there's the expectations are really high, probably unfairly high, given that I think he is a true blue slot receiver that's got some twitch and some speed to be a bigger play guy. But I think everything he does, and everything's a big word. Let's say 99% of what he does, I think needs to start inside the hash or inside the numbers, okay. Really. So I think he's a true slot receiver. I think the expectations are probably a little bit unfair. He's got a really right now. He's the guy that's going to be tasked with two things. Which one is being the security blanket for the quarterback, that slot receiver, yes. Seeing the game through the quarterback's eyes, and anytime he gets pressured, which really haunted this team last year. I think he's got to take care of C.J. Stroud. Then number two, he's got to be good enough to take pressure off of Nico Collins. Yes. Last year in critical situations, we saw teams really tilt, whether it's tilting man coverage or tilting zone coverage, to Nico Collins, and right now, before we see any of these rookies do anything and know what they're capable of, you know, I think Christian Kirk is going to be expected to do that. Now, I don't know that he's capable of doing that. I like Christian Kirk. I don't know if Christian Kirk is a good enough wide receiver to do all of those things, and we'll see. But I think first and foremost, to answer your question, first and foremost for me, Chris, is he's got to be an answer for C.J. Stroud versus pressure. I think he has got to be a guy.
God bless, brother.
Sees no problem, C.J. Hopefully he is exactly what I'm talking about. But he's got to be a guy that sees the defense the same way a quarterback does. And in particular, he's got to be a guy that can break the huddle, and the offensive coordinator is sharp enough to line him up the majority of the time in tight, so if they are pressuring, then you have him as an option. Yeah. But particularly what's going on in the box. He's got to have a keen awareness of where are the linebackers. Are the safeties stacked over the nickel defender? Is the safety stacked over a linebacker? Is the safety walked up in the A-gap? Like where? And it's not always going to be to his side. He's got to see it. To me, he's got to see it numbers to numbers. What's going on inside the numbers? Where are the safeties at? What are the backers' depth? Who's stacked behind who? Who's giving you the telltale sign that they're coming? And if C.J. Stroud doesn't see it, you got to be the guy to, hey, right here, yeah. right here. Hey, C.J., boom, right. As soon as you break it, look at this formation right here. He's got to be an extra set of eyes for C.J. Stroud and a security blanket for C.J. Stroud. And the reason I'm really hammering that home, Chris, is because I don't know how they're going to correct what we saw last year. He was the second most pressured quarterback in the league. He was hit a ton. if you watch the Texans, you know that they were hardly ever versus good defenses, hardly ever in a rhythm. They're hardly ever in a rhythm. He has got to be one of the answers for Nick Caley and C.J. Stroud versus pressure. Just flat out has to be. It's that important. It's the number one priority. Not big plays, not mentoring young receivers. No, I mean, no. He's got to be CJ's go-to when they get pressure.
But how long is it going to take for, I guess, the chemistry between him and CJ? Because they haven't played together yet, and obviously OTAs, but CJ's not out there. I mean, he's working out, but he's not throwing right now. So, I mean, how long is that going to take for them to get that? We know Nico and CJ, they got the chemistry. Yeah. That's a done deal. But what about Christian Kirk?
Well, I think it's easier to develop this kind of chemistry. What you mentioned, the Nico Collins chemistry. We're talking a lot about, not Devontae Adams, but we're talking a lot about Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf. Like those outside back shoulder throwing. You know, a lot of the timing routes where you got to let the ball go before you just got to trust the guy's gonna do what he's supposed to do and be where he's supposed to be. That to me takes more time than hey, do you see what I see?
Okay.
Right? And here's the part that to me gives me confidence is we've seen CJ Stroud be an absolute, I mean, elite processor when it comes to his rookie year. I heard Reggie and him talking about it earlier, and they're talking, I can't remember how it was phrased. I know what John said that in some ways the second year was better than the first, and while I know what John's trying to say, I couldn't disagree more. Like, I agree, the second year the second year was not as bad as – it wasn't bad per se, but that first year, man –
wasn't the same.
Oh, man, that first year was impressive. We've seen C.J. Stroud do it, right? There's no way that Christian Kirk, all the football that he's played, there's no way in hell that he's not aware of it and doesn't understand it and doesn't and hasn't been taught, because he's always been a slot receiver. He's been talked to. Now, maybe he hasn't been asked consistently to do it, but he's been taught, hey, man, keep an eye on what the hell's going on in the box. Yeah. Man, when a defender over your head disappears, give the quarterback your eyes, man.
Yeah.
Like he's done those things. And he's a veteran, right? So those seeing C.J. Stroud have done it before and knowing Christian Kirk's been in the league for 8, 9 years, whatever it's been, gives me a lot of confidence.
7 years, yeah.
That's more of a mental chemistry than it is the physical chemistry that you saw, like the Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams just seemed like the back shoulder, the over the top, the where you're going to place the ball. Like, that's a different animal right there. The mental chemistry of just – you see what I see, and we don't need to communicate. I just know you're going to see it, and boop, there's the balls out. That part of it, I think they can get to.
Yeah, I mean, so with that as well, you mentioned him being a security blanket. Now, I know many times for quarterbacks on, doesn't matter what level it is, but especially in the NFL, a lot of times tight ends are looked at as security blankets. Now, I know last year you were not a big fan of Dalton Schultz and what he brought to the table last year. Do you see him getting back into those good graces and improving? Because the year before, it was different for him, right?
Yeah. That's a tough question because I don't know what to attribute him falling off the cliff last year. Right, because
I heard you talk about it a lot last season.
Well, I'm disgusted with the inability, or really the unwillingness, the lack of physicality, the disinterest in putting your body on the line to protect your quarterback. I don't give a damn if it's a bad spot. I don't care what the offensive coordinator's doing. It doesn't matter. That's your quarterback back there, man. You got to lay it on the line, and he just got too much quit in him for me. But the bigger part of that, as it pertains to this conversation, is. You know, he also didn't separate last year the way he did the previous year. He also dropped balls last year in critical situations when he didn't do that the previous year, right? And so there was a backslide, I think, on several fronts with Dalton Schultz. Can he get back to where he was 2 seasons ago, or maybe even better with Nick Caley being a tight ends guru? Can he get better?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, if you're ever going to do it, a guy like Nick Caley, you would think would be a guy that could bring it out in you. And look, I'm on record, 100%. I'm on record of there is nothing more valuable to an offensive coordinator, and there's nothing more valuable to a quarterback than a tight end that sees the game through the quarterback lens. And a quarterback, I mean, a tight end that can do a little pass protect, and he's gritty. He'll pass protect. He can also, you know, create separation. He's athletic enough to create separation. Yes. He'll block in a run game. Like, that is a quarterback and an offensive play caller's best friend. So when you talk about the Christian Kirk thing, Dalton Schultz, I would rather Dalton Schultz be a killer. I'd rather Dalton Schultz go, hey man, this is my best year.
Yeah.
I would prefer that over Christian Kirk, to be completely honest with you.
But so, I mean, it feels like right now, just looking at the depth chart, it almost looks like Christian Kirk is going to have to be that second option as far as receivers, because you got two rookies coming in as well, and Tank Dell is out.
Oh, look, now that's a different conversation. Look, I think the pressure on Christian Kirk, as I mentioned, to take the pressure off of Nico Collins and to be a bigger threat than just Wes Welker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman, like, to be, and those are all great players,
really,
don't get me wrong.
Really, but good players.
But you like, he needs to be the guy that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans were talking about. Oh, he's got the speed to take it over the top, to go make big plays. Well, we need that.
Yeah, definitely,
We need that out of the gate. There's no doubt about it, because right now there's a lot of unknown beyond, I guess beyond Nico Collins. There's just a ton of unknowns. So we shall see what happens with the wide receivers. I'm excited to watch Christian Kirk. I'm a big fan of his style. I'm excited to watch him play, and I think he can be one of a handful of weapons that really change the game for this offense. We'll see if that happens. All right, the Pacers, NBA Finals Game 1 last night. The Pacers win in dramatic fashion, and that man Halliburton did it again, y'all. I got a question for you. Is Halliburton a superstar? I heard this conversation a little earlier. Is Halliburton a superstar, or is he just a clutch player? We'll have that conversation next right here on Sports Radio 16.